This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's been years since the last major deepwater oil drilling platform was launched into the Gulf of Mexico. Soon, though, a new one owned by Shell Oil will head into the waters off Texas. It's called the Appomattox. KUT's Mose Bouchel visited the platform and has this report on what it tells us about the future of energy.
To get to the platform, first we crowd onto an elevator and go up and up and up.
How high up are we going here?
How high? We're 150 here. We'll go up to about 200 feet.
That's Shell Oil's Kelly Bowen. He managed construction of this drilling platform on land and is one of our guides. After the elevator, he leads us over a gangplank to the Appomattox.
Its sheer size is just pretty breathtaking.
It's a massive, multi-level island of steel, pipes, machinery. From a distance, the men moving in and out of the metal look kind of like bees in a hive. Once we're on board, Bowen stops, points to a gigantic chain hanging a few stories above us.
Each one of those links in that chain weighs 840 pounds. I've got all my tidbits, they're all right on top of my head.
There's so much happening on board, it's hard to tell where the sounds come from, but they're loud. Air horns blast. Steam hisses. Metal pounds against metal.
All right, we're going to keep moving.
And as we walk, we're given numbers. The Appomattox weighs 85,000 tons. That's 6.5 football fields worth of floor space. It displaces more ocean water than an aircraft carrier. And, most importantly for Shell, it produces a lot of oil. While Sawan is in charge of global deepwater business for Shell.
And it gives you 175,000 barrels per day, which is the production of certain countries around the world, is what you have here.
But there are some numbers the company does not want to share. It won't say how many billions of dollars the platform costs to construct, and it won't say exactly what the price of oil needs to be to make it profitable. One reason Shell might not disclose those numbers, the success of this project depends on a bunch of things outside the company's control. So let's take a quick break from the tour and take a look at them. Number one, shale oil.
Well, this makes Jed Clampett look like a piker. An oil treasure has been found beneath the desert in West Texas.
This is a TV news report from a couple years ago on how much oil exists in shale formations on land in the U.S. The last few years, major oil companies have focused on those fields. The biggest one, right here in Texas. It's not cheap to get oil from them, but it's a lot cheaper than drilling offshore. So companies can make money quicker and not worry as much about the long-term outlook for the industry. Now, why should they worry about that? Here's reason number two.
Are you ready to see them?
Electric cars.
Bring them on!
This is from the unveiling of Tesla's most recent model of battery-powered trucks. Now, estimates vary on what this technology means for the future of oil, but most people agree demand for gasoline will shrink. Could be in 5 years, could be in 30. Either way, the Appomattox is set to produce oil for the next 40 years. That requires confidence that there'll be a market for the stuff for a long time to come. And there's the third factor, Deepwater Horizon.
You have information now that this rig has gone under?
It has gone under the surface.
It was 8 years ago that disaster on a BP oil rig killed 11 people and sent crude spewing into the Gulf for 87 days. Since then, the environmental and safety risks of deepwater drilling have gotten a lot of attention. That presents a challenge to companies working offshore. They need to show they've slashed costs to make their business profitable, all the while promising that cost-cutting will not put people at risk.
So y'all can see this is the heartbeat of this facility right here. So everything happens from this place.
Back on the Appomattox, in the relative quiet of the control center, Shell's Todd Coulon talks about safety for the 180 people who will work here, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. During his off weeks, Coulon lives in his small hometown in Louisiana. During his on weeks, he'll be the captain here. So putting aside some of these bigger questions, I have to ask him, what's it like to live on one of these platforms?
That's like anything else. I guess it's a little different breed of people. I mean, you got to have a real strong counterpart at the house to take care of what's going on when you're away for 14 days. Because, I mean, you're away for 14 days, they got to be able to manage the household and the kids.
He's been working at Shell for decades. He started on a platform called the Auger and jumped to a couple others before coming here.
My son just went to Auger. And when I started on Auger, 20-something years ago. He wasn't even born yet. And recently he went and started working on Aug, and they started sending me pictures of from me back when. So, you know, I was real touching to see some of that stuff.
He thinks it's possible his grandkids might work the Appomattox decades from now because the need for oil will still be with us. Shell executives clearly agree. They've recently announced plans for more offshore projects. But they've also done something else. Last year, Shell bought one of the biggest electric car charging companies in Europe. That suggests the oil giant wants to be prepared no matter what the future of energy might hold. Moses Bouchel, KT News.